From Washington, this is VOA News. An apparent terrorist attack in a Nigerian school kills at least 15 people. Another Western physician has contracted the Ebola virus. I'm Ira Melman reporting an attack Wednesday on a teacher training college in northern Nigeria killed at least 15 people and wounded dozens after gunmen opened fire on a lecture hall. Students and teachers who spoke to VOA's Hausa service said the attack began around 1 p.m. local time when the gunmen burst into a room at the Federal College of Education in Kano and began shooting with assault rifles. They said there were two explosions a few minutes apart, believed to be carried out by suicide bombers. Two attackers were killed by police, including one who was strapped with explosives that detonated in the shootout. Authorities told VOA other suspects escaped. No group has claimed the attack. However, it does resemble two suicide bombings carried out by the Islamist militant group Boko Haram on school campuses in Kano in July. Another Western doctor who traveled to West Africa to treat Ebola victims has contracted that disease. Doctors Without Borders announced in a press release Wednesday that the woman who was on assignment in Monrovia, Liberia, was placed in isolation Tuesday after developing a fever. She'll be taken to France for treatment. The organization has more than 2,000 workers in West Africa responding to the Ebola crisis, including 200 foreign international staffers. The woman is the most recent case of foreign health workers who have become ill while treating Ebola patients in West Africa. Ken Brantley, an American doctor who survived Ebola after receiving an experimental treatment, testified to the U.S. Congress this week that the international response to the outbreak had been inadequate and delayed. This is VOA News. The Republican-controlled U.S. House of Representatives has voted to let President Barack Obama arm and train moderate rebels in Syria. Wednesday's vote was 273 to 156. The Senate, controlled by Democrats, is expected to vote on the measure Thursday. The president is looking to moderate rebels who are battling to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to fight against Islamic State extremists who have already taken over parts of Syria and much of northern Iraq. It is part of Mr. Obama's strategy to expand the fight against the extremists from Iraq to wherever they exist. Shortly before the House vote, Secretary of State John Kerry told skeptical members of a Senate committee that Syrian moderates will benefit from a robust international air campaign targeting Islamic State. He predicted that battlefield successes will attract more moderate fighters. Ukraine has ordered its armed forces to maintain full combat readiness near the Russian border after new fighting and reports of at least 12 more fatalities further strained an already shaky ceasefire with pro-Russian separatists. The Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk's order came Wednesday. A separatist in the rebel-held city of Donetsk reported two shelling deaths in a residential area, and Ukrainian authorities reported at least 10 fatalities in a nearby town. A Ukrainian activist, Irina Dovgan, says she is not optimistic about the future of her country. The activist, who was accused of being a spy and tortured by pro-Russian separatists, has appealed to the UN Human Rights Council to support her country in its time of need. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Ukrainian activist Irina Dovgan says she still has nightmares about the torture and public humiliation to which she was subjected by pro-Russian separatists. Before the war, she ran a beauty salon. When the conflict erupted, she says she decided to help the Ukrainian soldiers by bringing them food, medicine and clothing. On August 24th, pro-Russian soldiers arrested her, accusing her of being a spy. Initially, she says, she was interrogated by Ukrainians and was not tortured, but was turned over to other interrogators who subjected her to a horrendous ordeal. Dovgan says she was freed after 4 days in custody, but she and her family continue to receive threats. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
India's President Pranab Mukherjee has wrapped up a four-day state visit to Vietnam and departed for home after signing key pacts and a joint resolution on the South China Sea. During his stay in Vietnam, both sides signed important deals in the sectors of defense procurement, air connectivity, and oil exploration, including a letter of intent between Petro-Vietnam for oil exploration.
That's the latest world news from VOA.